Good morning and welcome to Spirit Mornings here on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. You're tuned in with Bruce McGregor and
Chris McGregor.
And today, Chris, we get to welcome Lisa Hendy. Now, Lisa is a wife, mother, web designer, and freelance writer. Also the creator of CatholicMom.com, a website focusing on the Catholic faith, Catholic parenting, and family life, as well as Catholic cultural topics. Lisa did her undergraduate work at the University of Notre Dame, later earning a master's degree in the human resource development from Vanderbilt University. Today, she heads a home-based web design business and is also a regular contributor to Catholic Exchange, Catholic Online, Catholic.net, and countless other internet publications. But we have Lisa here today to talk about her new book, The Handbook for Catholic Moms, Nurturing Your Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, Lisa, oh, if you had only had this book out 20 years ago when I was a young mom, trying to find people I could network and trying to learn how to do it all because there wasn't anything out there. Praise God for the work that you're doing today.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. It's really exciting work, and I wake up every day with a smile on my face about what I get to do each day, so it's a real joy.
Well, the Handbook of Catholic Moms, okay, everybody start writing that down because this is the book you want to pass on not only to your friends, maybe your daughters, maybe your sisters. Well, quite frankly, I think this is good even if your kids are ready to jump the nest.
Well, we tried actually with the book to reach out to any type of Catholic mom, regardless of her situation. So it's intentionally topics. And actually, I have to tell you, Chris, that even some Catholic dads have enjoyed the book, so they'll secretly admit it. So, but the topics that we touch on in here are really relevant to anyone looking to encourage themselves spiritually and in their life. So we've really tried to create a resource for all.
Well, it really appeals to how we were designed, doesn't it, Lisa? We are maternal nurturers. And this is why I love it so much, because not only is it a how-to and it gives you great advice, but it nurtures the nurturers, if that makes sense.
Yes, and I'm glad that that's what you took away from it, because that's really what we were trying to do with the book. I think that we as wives and as mothers spend so much time taking care of everyone else that at times we have a tendency to neglect caring for ourselves. And as I say in the book, we sometimes do our families a disservice when we don't take care of ourselves, especially physically. So I think that that's an important message that we're trying to get out in the book.
For many of our listeners, they are familiar with your work on CatholicMom.com. But for those who aren't, why don't you give us a bit of a background on how that got started?
This is an exciting year for us. We're celebrating our 10th year in existence, and the website really started because I, as a young wife, was happily married, but was married to a man who was not yet Catholic, and my husband, Greg, was always really wonderfully supportive of me and my faith and of our raising of our children in that faith, but I really felt some serious need to grow in my own knowledge of the faith, and I was really looking for support from others that were maybe struggling with that really that big responsibility that we have to raise our children. You know, we're domestic church and the primary faith formators for our children, and I felt like, wow, that's a big responsibility. So I really was looking for some support and decided to go ahead and, as a hobby, create the website. And now, 10 years later, and countless experiences later, it's grown into what it is now, which is a really big compository for great information, a great community, and you know, just a really, I think, a super destination on the web for Catholic moms. Mm-hmm.
I think your experience is a bit like my own when that first baby was on her way, for me anyway. And that was, gosh, Bruce, was it 25 years ago?
Yep.
I was so young then. But anyway, I was going to have the baby but be back in 8 weeks at work because I had a career going. I had a really great expansion in my job and that aforementioned career just waiting for me. And then this baby was born, this beautiful little girl who I fell absolutely in love with, and I could not leave. And once I was home, though, I found that I was prepared for a career in the work world. I was clueless, Lisa, on what to do as a mom. And I think that's for a lot of women. We are prepared in so many ways for that experience of being in the workplace. But when it comes to actually being home, especially today, in today's world, I talk to young moms all the time, and it's a real struggle.
It really is, and so much of our identity as people is wrapped up in the work that we do. And, you know, you meet so many moms who are stay-at-home moms that almost apologetically say, oh, I'm just a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is that that's the most important job that we can ever do. So whether or not you work, you know, out of the home, we all work. And sometimes we have a tendency to discount that vocation that we're called to, and I certainly did that, and it really took a while for me to settle into, you know, really accepting that that was a big part of my identity. And I think that when you take yourself out of the active workforce and, you know, start into being at home full-time, it does have a period of adjustment that takes some settling in.
You're listening to Spirit Mornings here on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Thanks for being here. I'm Bruce McGregor, along with Chris McGregor. And this morning we're talking with Lisa Hendy, author of the book, The Handbook for Catholic Moms, Nurturing Your Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul.
Now, Lisa, I don't want anybody to have the impression that The Handbook for Catholic Moms is just for stay-at-home moms. This is a book for women in just about any particular situation, wherever their state in life, whatever God's calling to them at this moment.
It's really true, Chris. I tried in writing the book to think about my own family. I came from a family, I'm the eldest of five children, and my own mother worked pretty much the whole time that I was growing up. It was interesting, though, because I always, as I say in the book, if you ask me what she did, I said she was a mom, but she was also a teacher and worked for the telephone company and in various other positions. And I also really wanted to think about my two sisters who both, one of them is an attorney and another is an executive, and both have, you know, worked out their careers and their families. And so, and, you know, I, even though I am blessed to work from home, pretty much work full time and a half in my work with moms. So I think that what I'm really trying to do in the book is focus, no matter what your situation is, on practical solutions for getting some of these things taken care of. And we all deal with time issues, regardless of if we're in an office or a nurse or a classroom or at home full time, that sometimes keep us from leading a balanced life. And so it's a struggle that we all face.
It really is. And just when we look at the term Catholic, I mean, if we are indeed a Catholic women out there, it's about the universal, all aspects of our personality, of our spirit, of our mind. And you really hit on all those areas. I mean, that heart, mind, body, and soul are essential in our nurturing so that we can help nurture others.
Well, I just know that in my own life, when one of those things goes off track, and most importantly, the spiritual component, but even something like the physical component, when I, you know, don't regularly exercise or begin to skip meals or, you know, do the thing of driving through too many times or whatever it may be, you know, you just don't feel good if all those components aren't firing together. And I don't want anyone out there listening to think that I think I have this all figured out either, because as I admit in the book, I'm still readily working every day on these in my own life. But I think that we really need to focus on every aspect of ourselves as mothers, and that encompasses our work. It encompasses, you know, our enjoyment of our relationships and our taking time to nourish ourselves through hobbies and the arts and things like that as well. And the real secret is just finding the time to do it all and giving it all the proper emphasis.
This really is an outstanding resource, everyone. It's by Lisa Hendy, The Handbook for Catholic Moms, Nurturing Your Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. Lisa, let's talk about why this is such a great handbook, as well as just a great boost to all those four aspects we just talked about. But what's the meat in the handbook?
Well, one of the reasons that I'm so excited about the project is I keep saying we, and I really feel that this is a big team effort. This is my first book, so I never realized, you know, all hands that touch a book and all the hearts that go into it. Everybody from my publishing company at Ave Maria Press and my editor, who certainly gave great perspective, as she's actually part of a blended family and a stepmother of a few children. And so we've really tried to reach out to any type of Catholic mom, like stepmoms or moms who raise special needs kids or single mothers or those who are in adoptive parenting situations. And the other thing that we really tried to do with the book was to bring in lots of voices. So every chapter has at least one, and sometimes as many as four, sidebar contributions from noted writers, people that you've heard of like Danielle Bean and Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle and Father James Martin, who in his own right has a book at the top of the Catholic bestseller list right now. So we brought in all these other voices, 30 of them, in addition to countless contacts that I have across the world, literally from Facebook and from CatholicMom.com and Twitter and all these different places. And so what we did was every day to announce, you know, this is what I'm writing about today, and then literally had handfuls of stories from real-life Catholic homes of how some of these things work in other people's homes. And I think that makes it great for the reader because, you know, certainly I share my stories in it, but they're going to hear from all types of Catholic families with the book. And so I feel for that reason like it's wonderful because I'm not sure how many other books have as successfully encompassed so many voices like this one does.
Well, I think it's fantastic. In each section of the book, too, you give that mom's homework section.
Mm-hmm.
I think people really can, at least I can. I mean, I enjoyed that part. Again, even with kids that are older, I found it all very edifying. So why don't you tell us about how the mom's homework section got placed in there?
I really like books that are life-changing books. I mean, I love reading a good novel and having an enjoyment experience, but for moms, our reading time can be so limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I really wanted to do was create a book that they could pick up, and really with this book, you can jump to pretty much any place in the book. We designed it that way on purpose so that a mom, you know, who may not have half an hour can pick up the book for 10 minutes and read a section of it and really get something out of that. It's segmented that way. And also that she could use this as a continual development resource so that it would be something that you can pick up. You could read through it once, but you can pick it up again in 6 months and say, okay, I'm going to do homework number three, or, you know, I'm going to really focus on this month. And that it become, you know, a pathway towards leading a more balanced life in general, and not just a read it once and then put it on the bookshelf type of book. I hope that moms will really work their way through it and share it with other people in their lives as well. And I have to tell you honestly that I'm still working on a lot of that mom's homework too. So for me, I'm a big resolution maker and list maker, and it's nice to have all my list pulled into one place so that eventually I may get it all done.
You do touch on so many aspects in the spiritual life. For example, the section, chapter 10, on the family banker. Family finances, financial planning, identity theft protection, and stewardship. I mean, that's a very real aspect of being a mom and being engaged in the heart of the family.
It is, and I really love a lot of the things in the mind section. We talk a lot about time management and that particular section on being a lifelong learner. But for me, family finances is something I was very ill-equipped to handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, I had no idea what I was doing. And some of those lessons in there come from personal experiences. For example, the identity theft situation is something that really, in real life, happened to me. My identity was compromised, and, you know, a year later, I was still working out problems as a result of that. And I think that most moms may think, oh, you know, their husband's income may be a target or their husband's identity, but we have to protect ourselves and our family. And so what we've tried to do is provide, you know, some life lessons and some blueprints for some of that.
Yeah, and then the other sections of the book, of course, that whole focus on our bodies. I was kind of surprised but delighted by Chapter 15, and protect us from all anxiety, which focused on stress reduction and sleep hygiene strategies. Again, this is a book for every woman.
It is, and you know, I'm at the phase in my life where I can remember back to those days where I thought I'd never get 3 hours of sleep in a row when my babies were little, and my sons were horrible sleepers really until they were almost 18 months old. And I'm again in a period of my life now as an older mom where once again I'm up, you know, at night, and that might be because they're out with friends, or it might be just because of changes that are happening within my own body that, you know, are causing me some sleep issues. And so we've tried to come up with some practical solutions for that and to realize that we need to be gentle with ourselves and seek out that rest that we need physically.
Well, I do have to mention the web resources, too, because I don't know very many people now that aren't surfing the web. And to be able to have those addresses, those places that we can go to get even more information. I mean, this is incredible because it's almost better than a Google search.
Well, what we've tried to do with those is to really come up with two or three practical places where for the content in each of the chapters, you're going to find pre-screened, reliable, and faith-filled information. And you can do a Google search for things like, you know, we're talking about finances, for things like finances, but to have, you know, a few resources that you really know you can trust is a big thing because there's so much information out there these days. I know I'm on the web all day long every day, and it can be not only overwhelming but also sometimes false information. So we have to be really careful about that. And honestly, that's the one part of the book that can continue to grow as the book grows, because we know that every day there are new things going on out there on the web, and the way we get our information has changed so much.
Again, the first three parts of the book really do nurture all of those aspects of the body, whether it's the head, the arms, the legs. I mean, and I'm speaking figuratively and as well as literally, but that section on the soul, that's what makes the Catholic mom the Catholic mom. It's the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And there are just the beautiful rituals and traditions of our Catholic faith that you talk about in there, from prayer to scripture and engaging the saints in this activity. Just beautifully done.
Thank you. And I think that's what makes this book. It's funny because I have friends from many different faiths that I've actually I've shared the book with, and even those who aren't Catholic kind of appreciate that as a little bit of a primer into what our faith, you know, is really all about. And for Catholic moms, I think sometimes we look at devotions like the rosary and think, oh, I'd love to pray the rosary every day, but how can I practically fit that into my life when I've got four or five kids and I may, you know, have a career, or I might be homeschooling or whatever. And with those different devotions, what we've tried to do is look at some, I hate to say practical when you're talking about spiritual things, but how you can fit them in and make them part of your life. So, for example, scripture study, which I'm really big on, and, you know, what a gift our church has given us in the liturgy of the word that we have each day and each Sunday, and how that in and of itself can be Bible study.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was really neat how you had that as an individual chapter. Sometimes it gets pushed just in as an extra thing on top of it, but you make it a priority in everyone's life.
Well, I think that we as moms so frequently in Mass on Sunday are sitting there playing traffic stop or, you know, really distracted by either our kids' behavior or what's happening around us. And so sometimes, unfortunately, homily time, when our pastor's speaking about the Sunday gospel, might actually be one of the hardest times of Mass for us if we're trying to keep everyone quiet. And what a blessing to have the ability to read those readings in advance and to have them in our heart so that when we go to Mass on Sunday, they're already there. We're not hearing them for the first time. And I think a lot of us don't necessarily think that that's Bible study, but guess what? It is.
Oh, yeah. And to really realize that we're not alone and to have relationships with holy men and women who have gone on before us and that great cloud of witnesses. I have a big love for the saints, and you have really pulled out just the tip of the iceberg on those who we might want to journey with on this great travel as we try to get our families to heaven.
Exactly, and I think it's such a beautiful way of saying, you know, they're spiritual companions for us. And one of my favorite books, I pick it up every day, is a book that my mom gave to my dad in the 1970s, and it's an old St. Joseph book of the saints, Day by Day. And I love reading that book every morning and, you know, finding a new friend to journey with me through that day. And I think that it's so wonderful that our church has, you know, created these role models for us, but also that they're so many of them are attainable. You know, we can look at them and think, okay, you know, today I'm going to try just a little harder to live like that particular saint. For parents, I think in particular, there are so many great role models that we can look at within our faith.
Well, again, we're talking to Lisa Hendy about her book, The Handbook of Catholic Moms, Nurturing Your Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. And I also want people to get to CatholicMom.com. And as the foundress of CatholicMom.com, which saint would be your patron for that particular endeavor?
You know, I love her so dearly, St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower, is my personal patron. And I just think she's a great role model for moms because, you know, I've had different times in my life when I've struggled with thinking, oh, you know, maybe I should have done things differently and maybe I should have taken a year and done volunteer work in Africa or, you know, done missionary work or something like that. And my particular path didn't lead me that way. It led me to where I am today and to the family that I have and the work that I'm doing. But St. Therese was the same way. She, you know, sometimes longed to be out in the world and doing, you know, great missionary work. And God planted her where she was. And she writes so eloquently about her little way, which I think is really appropriate for moms, that everything that we do, whether that's work that we do for our families or work that we do out in our careers, can be a prayer and can be a way of reaching out to others. And to look at this little, you know, cloistered nun who unfortunately died way too soon and see the impact that she's had on so many people's faith lives and on our church, you know, for goodness sake, she's a doctor of the church.
Mm-hmm.
She probably never would have imagined that, you know, her work peeling potatoes or mopping floors or just being kind to the sisters that sometimes drove her crazy could be her path. And mm-hmm. I think she's just a perfect example for moms.
Right. Mm, beautifully said.
Yeah. Lisa Hendy with us today. And Lisa, as we chatted a little before we got on the air here, self-professed web geek. Obviously,
yeah.
You're a mother, now an author. You've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got lisahendy.com, you've got CatholicMom.com.
And kids.
And kids, and a husband who we'll talk about in a moment. What do you like most about what you're doing, Lisa?
Well, you know, I love the fact that I literally have spiritual friends all over the world through the work that we do on the website and through those social networking sites that are such a vibrant place for Catholics online. A lot of us are kind of afraid of them, and I want to fill those places up with great faith-filled Catholics who are living out this journey together. So I'm really excited every day about the work that we're doing on the web and about the potential for the great Catholic new media work that's being done out there, that when you go to YouTube or to iTunes, you can find terrific Catholic programming that's faith-filled and fun as well.
Yep, you bet. John Paul II challenged us to embrace all the media as part of the new evangelization. So we're here on the radio side, and you're doing such great work, Lisa. Let's turn the tables here a little and say that behind every great Catholic woman, there's a great husband. Tell us a little bit about your wonderful husband.
Oh, he's awesome. We met at Notre Dame. We just celebrated last year 23 years of marriage, which I write about in the book. And he joined the church when my youngest son Adam was in second grade. So this year we celebrate his seventh anniversary of becoming Catholic. He's an ER doctor in community emergency medicine, and you know, just to me, a real spiritual light in my life, and makes me a better woman and wife and mother every day.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Lisa, again, the work that you're doing, the lives that you're touching, just an ordinary woman doing extraordinary things with that great grace that God pours into your heart.
It is grace, and I think every day, okay, God, couldn't you have picked somebody who was more talented and more eloquent and with a little bit more energy than I feel like I have? But it's just, you know, a continual saying yes to what we're called to, and we each have that in our own way and different, and mine is just a little bit more geeky than some other people's ways.
Lisa Hendy with us this morning. Lisa, we want to thank you for being so generous for your time and, of course, for all the effort put into all the online work that you're doing and the handbook for Catholic Moms, Nurturing Your Heart, Mind, Body, and Soul. As we conclude our all-too-brief time together here this morning, a final thought or observation you'd like to convey to our listeners?
I'd just like to let all the moms know out there that I'm praying for you and the work that you're doing and the dads as well. And for each of us, you know, let's just look for our own way to say yes. And I thank you for your support of the Handbook for Catholic Moms and of CatholicMom.com.
Yeah, I think it's a must for every woman out there, actually. I think it's fantastic. And
guys like it, too.
That's right. Better yet, guys, go buy it
They're
for your women.
Not allowed to admit it, but
yes, that's But it's excellent. Really well done, Lisa. Congratulations.
Well, thank you guys so much for the great work that you're doing and for giving authors like me, a chance to come on and to share what we're doing. It's a great forum that you have.
Lisa, okay. Just out of curiosity, did you see or have you read that Kaiser Family Foundation study? The Generation M2? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing a talk next week at LA Congress, and it's kind of funny because that was very timely for me because one of my topics is actually faith formation for the Facebook generation.
Right.
And to really study that document and see, I mean, it's scary.
It is unbelievable.
My boys are 18 and 15, so as a mom, you know, I definitely see what they're saying, and it's a real battle that we're all fighting. So yeah. I think that it's huge. So.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well,
all right, thanks.
We'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet.
Thank you, Lisa.
Again, Lisa Hendy with us. You can visit her website, Lisa Hendy, HENDEY.com. She's also on Facebook, Twitter, and
CatholicMom.com,
a very, very visited website. Lisa, again, thanks for being with us today. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.